Wisconsin summer can be short but action-packed, usually, and many Wisconsinites look forward to summer as a time of bargain hunting and looking for antiques at things like yard sales, and flea markets throughout the state. COVID-19 prevented many of those from happening so far, but as things open up around the state, there are many questions about what's going to happen to the summer tradition. This half hour, we'll hear from a sponsor of a 100-mile garage sale, the organizer of the Shawano and Anago flea markets, and a reporter about how people are handling their own yard sales. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you planning to attend yard sales or flea markets this summer? Maybe you already have. Is health and safety a concern? If it's something you look forward to every summer, have you found other ways to satisfy your own bargain hunting, maybe online? If you're hosting your own event, big or small, what kind of safety measures are you taking? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Or email ideas@WPR.org. Larry Nielsen is on the line with us. Larry is the president of Mississippi Valley Partners. They sponsor the annual 100-mile garage sale taking place in both Minnesota and Wisconsin along the Mississippi River. Larry, welcome back to Central Time.
Well, thanks for having me.
Well, Larry, you've been on with us in the past to talk about the 100-mile sale. Can you talk about what a big production, a big deal this thing is?
Well, you know, we're basically centered around Lake Pepin, which is the largest lake on the Mississippi River. It's a natural lake, and we have 24 towns and villages around the lake, about half of them in Minnesota and half of them in Wisconsin. And we started this about 25 years ago, looking for a way to bring tourists to the area first thing in the spring. So we've always held it on the first full weekend in May. And when we started this deal out, what happens is we just promote it, and then all the villages and the towns and the neighborhoods, everybody just has their own garage sale, and it just really, really took off beyond our wildest expectations. And right now, when you come, there'll be streets that are, you know, 8-9 blocks long that are everybody on the street has a garage sale. And even this year, there was a lot of people that are saying they've been saving stuff up. They save stuff up all year.
Sure.
To have the garage sale. So it's always kind of a fun deal. But this year, we just couldn't do it on the first weekend in May. And it was interesting about the first of April, we asked all of the members of Mississippi Valley Partners, all the towns and the villages, what they would like to see. Would they like to see us cancel it for this year or try and hold it on the first weekend in May? Now, keep in mind, this was the first weekend in April, first of April when we asked this question, or would they rather see us postpone it? And it was interesting because there was a 2% of the people said keep it the first weekend in May because the pandemic will be over by then, and that was about 3 or 4 weeks out. So they obviously weren't in tune with what was going on. And 5% of the people said let's just cancel it for the year. And 93% of the people said, boy, you know, it's such an important thing, and it brings so many people to the area, and it helps tourism so much. Let's do it later in the year. Some wanted July or August, but we weren't really too convinced that we'd be past this COVID deal by July or August. So we decided to postpone it till September. And to be honest with you, I'm not 100% sure what things are going to be like in
Sure.
September, but we feel much better about it. But so we postponed it this year from first weekend in May to September 10th through the 13th.
Right. So that's on the calendar again, September 10th through the 13th. Between now and then, are people thinking, okay, this thing might not be in the rearview mirror, but it's not hopefully going to be really bad? People thinking about the kind of safety precautions, the sanitizer, the spacing. Are people thinking about how they'll plan for keeping it a little less, I guess, potentially infectious?
Yeah, it's interesting because and now they're starting to open up businesses in both Minnesota and Wisconsin, so people are taking some cues from that experience and seeing what works or what's so onerous it just doesn't work. And I suspect that there's some people that are just going to say, well, I don't want a bunch of strangers coming around my house, so I'm not going to do it this year. And you know, and I can certainly empathize with that sort of position and why they would feel that way. But and I suppose vice versa, there'll be probably less people coming out unless we really have a good all clear or mostly clear situation by that time.
Well, Larry, thanks for joining us and good luck. I hope you can pull off a good, safe event later coming up in September.
I know the people are really looking forward to it. I was just talking to a gal yesterday that in a condo project, and she said all the condo people, there's 35 units in there, and they're all gathering stuff up for the garage sale. So, and that's kind of what happens every year. Is it's a big deal for people, and rather than haul stuff away, they save it for the garage sale. So
Excellent.
It'll be fun to see what happens.
Thanks a lot. That's Larry Nielsen, president of Mississippi Valley Partners. They sponsor the annual 100-mile garage sale that takes place in Minnesota and Wisconsin along the Mississippi. Been postponed to September 10th to 13th. You can find some info about the event at WPR.org/Central Time. Now we shift our attention to a different summer attraction where bargains can also be found, the flea market. Wisconsin has a variety of flea markets around the state, from Elkhorn to St. Germain in the North Woods. Joining us now is Bob Zirko, owner of Zirko Promotions. He's been organizing and promoting flea markets for over 50 years in different parts of the Midwest, including flea markets in Anago and Shawnee. Bob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be on.
Well, Bob, I know there are some hardcore flea market fans. What brings people in usually?
Well, flea markets, they're Americana at its finest. It gives people an opportunity if they need to make some money. They for you know $29.50, they can open up their own shop every Sunday, and if they need, then they want to save money. You can save money when you spend it at a flea market because bargains are out there, lots of them.
And now, how has this pandemic affected some of your spring and early summer schedule?
Completely shut down. Oh. Everything from our markets in Illinois and Wisconsin. But we're looking forward to opening June 21st in Shawnee. The phone has been ringing off the hook. We're excited. So we're looking forward to the best opening we can have. You know,
June 21st in Shawnee, and I think I saw July 3rd in Anago. Like I asked our previous guest, are you doing some extra precaution safety measures?
Oh, absolutely. First of all, we're asking anyone that's sick or not feeling well, please stay home and you get well before you come out. And at the markets, we want people to wash their hands often. We'll be giving away pocket sanitizers. Stay 6 feet apart. Wear masks when possible. We don't want to require it, but we encourage it. Just use common sense. It's open air, so if people stay a good distance, and there's so much to see and do at the Shawnee Flea Market, and they have a good time. You know, it's a nice day out in the country. We have lots of things to do in Shawnee, and we love it up here. It's one of the best places to live in Wisconsin.
And Bob, I got to ask before I let you go. I know flea markets bring in a lot of collectors. Are you a collector of anything yourself?
Oh, sure. I love to collect old comic books and old toys, vintage Disney toys. You find a lot of old toys out there. You can find local produce, lots of great stuff. It's a great place to come and have a good, spend the whole day.
Bob, thanks a lot for joining us.
Thank you.
That's Bob's.
See you all in Shawnee. Thank you.
Good luck. That's Bob Zirko with Zirko Promotions talking about flea markets. They're shut down for now, but watch for him coming up in Shawnee and Anago. We're talking about some popular summer traditions of hosting and shopping garage sales at garage sales and flea markets. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Are you looking to catch up on some of these events that have been shut down? Do you sell or buy at flea markets? Do you want to hold a yard sale? Do you usually participate in that 100-mile sale along the Mississippi? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Coming up, our guest reported on how people are handling their yard sales in this time. That's up next here on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We continue our look at popular summer activities of antique hunting, bargain browsing, haggling, whatever you go for at rummage sales, garage sales, yard sales, flea markets around the state. You can join in if you'd like at 800-642-1234. Are you usually a fan of one of these things, the yard sale, garage sale, flea market, all of the above? Do you like to buy? Do you usually do your own sale? How has it been affected during the COVID-19 outbreak? What are you looking forward to maybe later in the summer? Call 800-642-1234 or email ideas@wpr.org. Erica Barris is our next guest. She's a reporter for American Public Media's Marketplace. She reported the piece, How Are People Managing Yard Sales in the Age of Social Distancing? Erica, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Sure. Thanks for having me.
Well, the hunger is still out there, right, for people to want to go and either shop or host their garage in yard sales. Is that what you saw?
Well, you know, it's interesting. So, you know, for a lot of people, you know, like you said, the yard sale, the garage sale, the stoop sale is sort of a summer tradition. And there are people that are looking to make some money. They just want to offload some things, want to get rid of things, acquire new things. But at the same time, there is a lot of fear, you know, pretty founded of this pandemic that we're in, you know, and what it means to go somewhere, pick something up, touch it, put it back down, exchange money, be at the same place with a lot of people when, you know, the floodgates open early in the morning.
What have you seen people doing at their yard or garage or stoop sales to try to keep things a little safer?
So I should say a lot of states are actually not allowing garage sales and yard sales this year. So they're just saying we're not going to let this happen. So a lot, you know, and it's interesting because a lot of them are unregulated to begin with. So, you know, yard sales are kind of maybe some municipalities require a permit, but a lot of the time they're just things that people hold. But in some places they had said, you know, states have said, okay, we're going to go ahead and allow it. So Maine, for example, allowed, I think on June 1st, they said, you know, 10 people to a yard sale. Vermont said the same thing. Ohio has a whole list of regulations for how to hold a yard sale. And there are, I shouldn't say regulations, they're actually more like suggestions, but they are, you know, practice social distancing, have one-way signs going up and down aisles so that, you know, you're sort of limiting the flow of traffic, offer a sanitizer, those types of things.
And did the people you talked to who have done yard sales, are they pretty on board with, you know, trying to take these precautions?
So I talked to a handful of people, and they are on board. And it's also interesting just looking at different Craigslist ads for yard sales and garage sales all over the place. It's you can see who's interested in sort of doing social distancing and who's not. You can tell by the way that they write their ads. You know, they say we'll have social distancing, we'll have hand sanitizer, don't come if you don't have a mask. A lot of times, though, you know, you're driving by a yard sale. It's if you're just at your house, it's probably hard to reinforce this. You know, the other thing is, you know, there are like there's a lot of people. There are millions of people out of work right now, and everyone is looking to either make some money or save some money. So whether or not you have those fears, you're also, you know, at the same time trying to, you know, get by.
Let's bring on a caller now at 800-642-1234. Judith is with us in Galena, Illinois. Judith, hi.
Hi. Thanks for taking this call. We run an animal rescue here in the tri-state area, and we really, really depend on the money we raise from our couple of garage sales and our little pop-up thrift store kind of things. And we are really hurting this year because obviously we can't have any so far. We closed on the 5th of March for our thrift store, and I'm just hoping somebody's got some kind of idea of how we might do a sale or reopen a thrift store and make it safe for all of our volunteers and any of our customers, because we really, really need the money.
And are you trying to get something on the calendar, maybe hopefully for later in the summer, or are you just kind of up in the air right now?
It's really up in the air because, you know, over here, when they opened up Wisconsin, all the Illinois people ran over to Wisconsin, and then Iowa never really did lock down. So we're kind of afraid of new infections cropping up, and our volunteers are everything to us, and we don't want to risk them, nor do we want to risk our customers. But boy, do we need to make some money. You know, the animals get real testy if you don't feed them.
Judith, thank you so much for calling, and good luck to you. I hope you and your colleagues and volunteers can figure out a way to replace that garage sale you count on. That's something I hadn't really thought of so much, Erica. People do it, of course, from their homes for themselves, but churches, nonprofits, schools maybe count on these for part of their revenue.
Yeah, no, they do. And a lot of communities hold, like, community-wide yard sales. I live in Pittsburgh, and that's one of the things that the city does all summer is all the different neighborhoods, you know, decide they're going to hold yard sales. And sometimes, you know, a part of the profit will go towards a project in the neighborhood, whether it's, like, trash cans or something. And that is not happening this year. You know, there are a lot of, you know, the sort of a small bit of the infrastructure of city life and suburban life and, you know, rural life for that matter.
Thanks a lot for that call. I appreciate it. And good luck to you at the Animal Rescue. Hope, again, that you can pull something off. So, Erica, as the summer progresses, as we watch the numbers for COVID-19, what kind of things are you going to be watching for around the country as people are hoping to get back into business here from their yards or their flea markets?
That's a good question. I think, you know, obviously it depends on whether or not, you know, there is a sort of second wave, as people have been saying, and how cities and states are dealing with all the multiple crises we're having right now. But I do think, you know, if things sort of slowly open up, people will probably start having these types of sales. And even if they don't, I think one of the things, the trend that I've seen is people have sort of just geared towards selling things online. So, saying sort of having like virtual sales and saying, hey, we're going to have a, you know, no contact porch pickup. You come by and you pick it up. You can Venmo or PayPal me money or just slide it through my mail slot. And that's a little bit safer. It's not as much fun probably as going to a yard sale, but it still, I guess, ends up with the same, you know, end result.
And Erica, briefly, as we wrap up, in normal times, are you a yard sale fan?
I am. I am a big fan of the reuse economy. So, yes, in normal times, I am. And that's how I got interested in this in the first place.
Erica, thank you so much for joining us today. I appreciate it.
Sure. Thank you.
That was Erica Barris, a reporter for American Public Media's Marketplace. She reported the piece, How Are People Managing Yard Sales in the Age of Social Distancing? If you want to know more about any of the guests or events we've talked about in the last half hour, you can find links to more info at WPR.org/Central Time.